Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Gallipoli Street, written by Mary Ann O'Connor and read by Rebecca McCauley. The rumble echoed through the faint drone of cicadas, and Jack lifted his head, listening. A flash of grey caught his attention through the branches, and his country-honed senses fell into instant alert. "What's wrong?" asked Rose. Jack held up his hand to silence her and parted the trees, emerging from their lover's hollow. Squinting in the late spring heat, his eyes made out the green snake of creek line twisting through the valley, the telltale artery of a landscape that had lazed too long in sunshine. Parched and dry, it seemed ready to self-ignite from lack of rain. The smoke had disappeared, but no, there it was. The rumble echoed again, and he registered that it was actually the sound of a horse and wagon at full pelt. The cart could be glimpsed between bushes as it careened along Cow Pasture Lane, and he could now make out that the grey smoke was in fact dust billowing in its wake. A woman's scream carried across the expanse and he jumped to his feet, annoyed at himself for taking off his boots moments before. Jack glanced back at the beautiful, flushed face looking up at him inquiringly and cursed the wretched timing of it all, hoping she would heed his instruction. "Stay here." With that, he leapt onto Tilly, snatching up the reins and hurling her down the slope. Tilly wasn't nearly as fine-looking as Ebony, Iggy's mare, but Jack had only had her a few weeks, and already she was outstripping a few of the others out on Riley's track. He felt reasonably sure he could catch the bolting horse and wagon before they hit the mush that had replaced the shallows in recent months. Thinking about what would happen if the wheels met with that thick clog of mud, he gripped the leather saddle hard with his thighs and urged Tilly on faster. He tore across the paddock, taking the fence at a gallop before cutting down towards the lane, weighing up the unappealing option of cutting through Stan's gully without boots to save time. His mind was made up as he caught a glimpse of the runaway. Yes, it was a woman on her own, standing up in the wagon, dragging on the reins. "Bloody fool's gonna break her neck," he muttered. He turned Tilly towards the gully, taking the rocky slopes and gritting his teeth against the sharp tear on his shins as the sword grass lashed him. Sweat ran into his eyes, piercing them into momentary blindness. As he swerved against the large sandstone boulders, rough grazers added themselves to the lines of cuts. Jack vaguely registered the trickle of blood and supposed his legs were by now a mess. But then Tilly found the sudden rise that bordered the road and he forgot all else, finally gaining a clear view of the situation. The sight was not what he expected.